Doom do 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 do. Welcome back, plant friends, to episode 78 of
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Hi, plant friends. I hope you're having wonderfully planty weeks. I am recording this in Wichita, Kansas. By the time it releases, I will be in San Antonio, Texas, home of the Alamo. So excited to go see the Alamo for the first time. So speaking of Texas, plant friends, I am so excited. If you are in Dallas or live anywhere near Dallas, you have to come to the next Bloom and Grow Radio live taping. It is going to be the most fun evening in partnership with Gardenuity, who is the first sponsor of Bloom and Grow about a year ago. They are based in Dallas. They're a female-founded company. They're making tailored herb gardens delivered right to your door. And we are going to have an evening of herbal mixology at their Dallas storefront. It is going to be so much fun. So it is November 4th. It's a Monday night. You're going to come. We're going to eat. We're going to drink herb-inspired cocktails. We're going to do a live taping on herbal mixology. We have an amazing female founder of a vodka company. We have a really fancy mixologist joining us. We're going to have a whole conversation on herbs, garden-inspired cocktails. And then we're going to go, and everybody who comes is going to be able to plant up their own cocktail herb garden by Gardenuity. So it's an unbelievable deal for everything you get for the evening. And it's going to be such a fun evening of plant friendship. So if you are in the Dallas area, please come give me a hug. The link with all of the information for the tickets is in the show notes. Speaking of plant friends in real life, thank you so much to the new Patreon plant friends that we have this week. Thank you, Beth Critchin. Thank you, Zadoism. And thank you, Michelle Ogletree. You guys are awesome. I'm so thankful that you have joined our community of unbelievable plant friends, supporting the show, helping me bring Bloom and Grow Radio to as many ears across the world as humanly possible. Oh, how cool is that? So if you're interested in becoming a Patreon plant friend, click the link in the show notes to check it out. So for those of you who might be new to the show, I haven't done a plant side chat in a while, but for those of you who are OG listeners, you know that plant side chats are shorter episodes of Bloom and Grow Radio that are just me, Maria, your resident plant lady, waxing poetic on life lessons learned in the garden. If you scroll back in the feed, you'll see all of the plant side chats are labeled plant side chat colon and then the topic that I talk about. But they're my just little short love letters to all of the insane life lessons that I learn through this gardening practice. Because plant friends, man, there's so many of them. I'm such a sap when it comes to this stuff and I get so cheesy, but it is the main reason why I got into plant care, and it is the main reason why I am so driven to continue making this show for you, because I really do feel like plant care and the hobby of having houseplants is so much deeper and so much more important than just filling your home with pretty things. It's learning how to care for things. It's learning how nature works. It's seeing the parallels in your life and nature. I've been ruminating on a couple of different little lessons, couple of different little phrases that I want to share with you in the coming months. But today we're going to talk about when your plant doesn't bloom and letting Mother Nature do her thing. But before we dive into my planty life lesson that I am so excited to share with you, I want to talk to you about today's episode sponsor, who has been an instrumental part of my ability to keep my plants alive and keep my plant collection growing, Soltec Solutions. Thank you, Soltec Solutions, for supporting today's episode. Plant friends, if you are looking for a grow light to help your plant babies get through winter or to continue expanding the amount of highlight areas in your apartment so your plant collection can continue blooming and growing, then you absolutely have to check out my favorite luxury grow lights, Soltec Solutions. So, Soltec Solutions makes luxury grow lights that look so sleek, so modern, they look like any other light in a high-end modern apartment, but they have a cutting-edge grow spectrum that is designed to keep our houseplants and our dwarf fruiting trees like lemony and limey happy in any season. So Soltec Solutions has two different styles of lights. I have three of their aspect lights, which are their hanging pendant light that hangs from the ceiling. And now they have the first of its kind track light system called the Highland system, which can illuminate the living wall of your dreams or plants in hard to reach places or even really large plants that might need light from various angles. Both styles of lights, the aspect and the Highland, come in either white or black. They are so sleek and modern looking, so gorgeous. gorgeous. And most importantly, they come with everything you need to install, including a timer. This is my favorite part of the light. Basically, the light hooks into the timer and then you just set it and forget it, a la crock pot style. So I keep all of my lights on 12 hours off, 12 hours on. They turn on at 10 a.m. every morning. They turn off at 10 p.m. every night. And I love it when they turn off and I'm still awake in the living room and I get to wish Lemony and Limey good night. So, plant friends, for 15% off a sexy Soltech Solution light of your own, visit soltechsolutions.com and use the code BLOOM15. So use the code BLOOM15 for 15% off at soltechsolutions.com. Do you have upcoming travel to a different country scheduled, or maybe you have a relative or a friend who speaks a different language that you want to connect with on a deeper level? Why not easily learn a new language with my favorite language learning tool, Rosetta Stone? I recently went to Italy and I brushed up on my Italian by using the Rosetta Stone app for like 20 minutes every morning. It was so easy to use. It was part of my morning practice. It was really fun. And let me tell you, Rosetta Stone works. It brushed me up so good. I was getting around Italy easily speaking Italian after putting those reps in. If you don't already know, Rosetta Stone is the trusted language learning tool available on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone has 30 years of experience, millions of users, and 25 languages offered. It makes language learning so fun, so easy, and so fast. It immerses you in the language, which is the fastest way to learn. So it's an intuitive process with no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. It even coaches you on pronunciation with its true accent feature, which is like basically having a physical trainer for your accent. It's so wild. The desktop and app options make it so easy to do consistently, and it's an amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages forever for any and all trips and language needs in your entire life. So this year I brushed up on my Italian, but next year Billy and I want to go to Japan so we could learn conversational Japanese with it. That's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone has to offer, and right now they're offering 50% off. It's an insane steal. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Growing Joy with Plants listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life, plant friends. It's an insane deal. Redeem 50% off at Rosetta, R-O-S-E-T-T-A, stone.com/today. Okay, plant friends. So today's topic I want to talk to you about is what to do when your plant doesn't bloom, when your monstera leaf does not open as fast as you want it to, when your patience is not aligning with your plant care practice. I am learning as a plant parent and as a human in life that we just need to let Mother Nature or the universe or God or you or the plant, whoever you want to refer to, we need to let them do their thing and allow our plants to be on their own timeline. It is easier said than done, plant friends. More importantly, we need to take that lesson and apply it to our life. And I have been thinking about letting it go, letting it flow, detaching from my needs from these plants a lot, and then translating that to my life. Because plant friends, plant care is a hobby of patience. I think plant care requires three things: patience, kindness, and empathy. Those are the three skills you need to successfully care for plants. But the one I struggle with the most is definitely patience. I got to tell you, plant friends, now that I've had plants for 2 years and now that I've been a human for 30 years, we really aren't in control of much. Don't get me wrong, with plants, we can absolutely set them up for success. We can put them in the right soil. We can fertilize them correctly. We can put them in the exact right light scenario. We can add humidity. We can set the plant up for success. But then we need to just let go and trust that it is all going to bloom and grow exactly when it's supposed to. I've learned this lesson over the last 2 years with a couple of different plants that I want to share with you, and I want us all to think about how these lessons can parallel into our lives. So the first big lesson was with my orchid. So you've heard me talk about this before, but when I was just starting out with this podcast and as a plant parent, I ended up inheriting 10 plants from my friend Julia. I hadn't spoken to her in 3 months, and she called me out of the blue saying, Maria, I have to move really suddenly, and I was wondering if you want to take my plants. I know you like plants. I know you're growing your green thumb, and I'd love you to care for them. And at that moment, I felt like it was such a sign that I was supposed to make this podcast because I was in the process of kind of developing it. And I was like, oh, the universe is sending me all these new plants? Okay, I'm going to keep going. But anyway, I got a beautiful large Dracaena plant. I got a Ripsalis. I got some snake plants. I got a crown of thorns, which I killed, but that was the only thing I killed. And then I got this orchid, and it was a dormant orchid. And when she handed it to me, she said, this orchid hasn't bloomed in a while. You can toss it, compost it, or keep it. Do whatever you want with it. It was kind of on its last legs. It looked kind of wrinkly. It only had a few roots, but I decided, you know what? I'll keep the orchid. I think that would be a really fun challenge for myself to get it to bloom. And plant friends, it's been 2 years and this orchid has not bloomed. It has not bloomed, but man, I have learned so much from it. So it was this orchid that inspired me to do the hugely successful Orchid 101 episode of Bloom and Grow Radio, where I learned how to at least care for it. But it was also that orchid that taught me how to identify healthy versus sick roots and understand orchid bark versus potting soil and how to hydrate things when they look wrinkly and how to look at plants' leaves to look for the wrinkles to then know that it's time to water and rehydrate it. And I look back at that first year of owning that orchid, and there was so much stress and so much anxiety about actually getting the orchid to bloom. So not just to get the orchid to survive, but I was like, God, I'm not a good plant parent unless this thing blooms. And I attached a lot of needs around that orchid blooming to feel like a successful plant parent. And it's not like I lost sleep about it, but it gave me little pangs of anxiety as I was going through and watering all my plants. Also, it's that orchid that I've actually used in my semi-hydro experiment that I talked about last week. And so this orchid is now in the process of teaching me even more lessons about plant care through experimenting, seeing if I can adapt it to semi-hydro. But plant friends, as I've been potting up this orchid in semi-hydro and being thankful for all of the lessons it's taught me over the last 2 years, I have decided that I am going to completely release the need for this baby to bloom. No need to bloom and grow on this orchid. You heard it here first. So I feel like it is time for me to release it. I am going to trust that this orchid was put in my life. It was attracted to me because I needed to learn those plant care lessons that I had mentioned, and that is enough. I do not need a bloom on this orchid to validate my ability as a plant parent. That is just something I am no longer attaching myself to. I am just going to trust. And trust is something that as a person, I have been really thinking and ruminating and meditating on in the last 10 months as I have been in a situation in my life that has looked so completely different from anything I could have even dreamed of. I'm touring the country with Cats the Musical by night and producing this podcast by day. I've been away from my plants for 10 months. I've experienced such extreme homesickness and such extreme plant homesickness, I guess. But going on tour has enabled me to do these live events in these different cities. It's been able to connect me to so many of you in real life and reach so many of you that I would have never been able to. And my theme for these last 10 months have just been trust, just release what I think that this is supposed to look like, what I think my life is supposed to look like, and trust that I'm exactly where I need to be and learning exactly the lessons I need to be. And I feel like I've learned that from this orchid. You know, the orchid has kind of taught me that for my life. And now my life experiences is bringing it back towards the orchid. So I'm just going to trust and have patience. And if the orchid's supposed to bloom, it's going to bloom in the exact right time that it's supposed to. And if it doesn't, that is A-okay. And honestly, plant friends, to be frank with you, I'm kind of nervous for the orchid to bloom because now if it ever does bloom, I might have a heart attack. Like, I've been waiting 2 years, so if it ever does bloom, I feel like Billy might have to like take me to the hospital because I'm going to just like freak out and die from excitement and hyperventilating, you know? Like, I wonder what color the bloom would be. But anyway, still, once again, I'm releasing it. It's totally okay. And I feel like another part of my plant collection lesson that I feel like applies to this life lesson is with my Monstera collection. So I needed to learn patience and trust with this Monstera collection so much. And now looking back, now that I've had one of my Monsteras for 2 years, I see the patience required. But in the moment, you know, we all get our first Monstera plant or our first like really sexy foliage plant and it puts off its first leaf and we are just so excited to watch that baby unfurl, right? Like this has been a conversation we have talked about before. There is nothing like watching a fenestrated Monstera leaf unfurl. It is so special. But the first Monstera I got was actually a young cutting of a Monstera. It was three leaves and none of them had fenestrations. It was a very young cutting. And every leaf the Monstera put off, I would like hold my breath and cross my fingers and be like, oh my God, is this the one? Is this the one? This is going to be the one where it unfurls and it's fenestrated. And then it wouldn't be, right? And then the next leaf would come and it would be the same excitement and then the same cycle of disappointment. And then the next leaf would come and it would be the same thing. And I have to say, I think that Monstera maybe grew 10 to 15 leaves before it showed any signs of fenestration. I mean, it probably took a year and a half to get its first fenestrated leaf. The parallel here that I see is that Monstera needed to grow those unfenestrated leaves to become a more lush and robust plant to then support an older fenestrated leaf, right? And we see those parallels in our life all the time. I think about my life as an actress when it comes to this. I didn't make it to Broadway till I was 28 years old. So I had 8 years of working as a professional actress where I was just waiting to get on Broadway. That was my ultimate dream. And a lot of times I would get into a final callback for a Broadway show and I would think, oh my God, this is my Broadway break. This is my big break. And then I wouldn't get it and I would be so disappointed. And then I would book a different type of show, like a regional show or a national tour. And I would get so excited and think, this is what's going to get me to Broadway. And then it wouldn't. It would just be a job that I had that I loved and enjoyed and sometimes would kind of be sad that it wasn't a Broadway show. And when I look back, when I got to Broadway eventually, I realized that every single job that I had and every single non-booking of a job that I ever had was all leading me to that moment of finally making it to Broadway. And every experience, negative or positive, was informing the journey that got me there. It was all about the destination. I couldn't see that in the moment, but I could see that once I got to Broadway looking back. And I think about that as a Monstera. So like if each of my final callbacks for a Broadway show that didn't work out, or each regional gig, or each concert gig that I got, those were all the unfenestrated leaves that were growing and unfurling exactly in the right moment they were supposed to. Those leaves were building the plant to be this older, lusher plant that could photosynthesize more successfully and support the big, epic fenestrated leaf that I had been waiting my whole life for, aka my Broadway debut. But all of those other unfenestrated leaves were necessary to make the plant be prepared for the fenestrated one. And I see that parallel in my life. And it all goes back to patience again. And it all goes back to releasing expectations of what something is supposed to look like and not. So, plant friends, those are two lessons from my plant collection that I learned as a plant parent. So just trusting, releasing, allowing these plants to be on their own journey and bloom if they're supposed to and not bloom if they're supposed to. My job as the plant parent is to find the conditions that the plant is going to thrive in, put them in those conditions to the best of my ability, and then just let the plant be. Let the plant bloom and grow in the way that it's supposed to, not necessarily the way I want it to. And that has been a really interesting thing that has kind of just been evolving in my mind. And there are so many obvious parallels in life that we can apply. So, plant friends, I want to ask you, what is one attachment or one bloom or fenestrated leaf that you have going on in your life that you might be able to release? What can you release and what can you just allow and trust that it will manifest when the time is exactly right and not 1 second before? Can you even maybe get excited that something hasn't bloomed or unfurled yet, knowing that when it does, it's going to be even bigger and better than you could have even imagined? Like if my orchid ever bloomed? Think about this. Grow quiet with yourself and see where you can find the parallels. Maybe it is a goal weight you have been depriving and striving for, and maybe you can shift your ability to actually enjoy. Is it something in your weight loss journey? Maybe can you figure out a way to work out for feelings of joy and empowerment instead of deprivation or shame, or just releasing the need to lose weight at all? Is it a promotion that you've been waiting for? Can you just trust that you can just set yourself up for success in every way, give a great interview, be exemplary at your job, and then release and allow that if that promotion is yours, it will be yours. And if it isn't, something even bigger and better is in your future. Is it a life milestone, maybe, like getting engaged or having a baby or getting married? Can you just trust that that ring, that baby, that wedding, it's coming at the exact right moment in your life when your life is beautifully set up for it, just like these plants, blooms and leaves are coming when they are intended to have a bloom or a leaf? These are just things that I have been ruminating on a lot, and I want to ask you if maybe there's some lesson for you to learn there as well. Man, plant friends, this season of life of mine is so wild right now. As most of you know, I'm living in hotels to Airbnbs. I'm not with my plants. I get up in the morning, I work for Bloom and Grow all day, and then I go work at Cats at night. I am in a little bit of like a super bloom of a life right now. I could have never, ever, ever predicted the insanity that my life is, the insane blessings that have come into my life this season. I mean, never in a million years could I have predicted this is what my 30th year would look like. But man, am I so freaking thankful for it. And it's been my ability to release and allow and flow and trust that has allowed me to enjoy this season instead of second guessing it at every way and gripping around the fact that it looks different than what I thought my 30th year should look like, which probably involved me being on Broadway, me being married, and probably my bank account having $1 million in it, which it does not yet, but it will one day. I think about this with Bloom and Grow as well, as this is blooming and growing into a company and a brand. I have so many things I want to do for Bloom and Grow. I want a TED Talk at a line of pots at Target, and I want to be on Chip and Joanna Gaines' new TV network. So if anybody knows them, please let me know. Send me an intro. But I also just have to release and allow and trust that if I set myself up for success, like we set our plants up for success, if I keep showing up for myself, if I keep standing in my integrity, if I keep staying committed to serving you guys and helping our community continue to empower ourselves as plant parents, this is all going to work out exactly the way it's supposed to, because it has so far. So why not continue trusting, right? Why not continue trusting our plants are going to keep growing for us the way they have? I just want to offer you, plant friends, this is all unfolding and working out for you exactly the way it's supposed to. Whether you are in a super bloom, a dormant season of your life, you are exactly where you are supposed to be. You are learning things and acquiring skills and acquiring life experience that is going to be so instrumental to you in your future, even if you don't know it yet, just like our plants. So if you have a bloom or a leaf that you have decided that you are releasing, I'd love to hear from you if you want to hop over to Instagram and comment what you are committing to release on the post dedicated to today's episode, especially as we move into the holiday season where I feel like it gets real easy to start comparing yourself to other people and stressing out about the holidays and what the table is supposed to look like and what the holidays are supposed to look like for your family. You know, just give it a thought, sit in stillness for a minute. And if you want to share it with me, I would love to hear from you. And if you don't, that is also 100% okay. You are doing so great. Continue to show up for yourself. Continue to care for your plants. Continue to learn about them, to grow your knowledge about caring for them. Continue to show up for them. Continue to show up for our sweet community. Oh my God, plant friends. Reading the Bloom and Grow Facebook group boards, the private Facebook group, and seeing how you guys show up for each other. Oh my God, it is so inspiring. I am so thankful for you guys. And I'm so thankful for the way you guys show up for each other. Our world needs kindness right now more than anything. And if you are a plant parent, if your hobby is caring for plants, then kindness is deeply rooted in you. And I am so thankful for that. And I see that in each and every one of you. And I just want to continue encouraging you to continue being kind to each other, a la Ellen DeGeneres. Be kind and trust it's all working out for you. And you can be kind in so many different ways right now. You can smile at someone on the street. You can smile at someone in a plant shop and ask them what plant they're looking for and strike up a conversation. You can offer a cutting to an Instagram friend or a plant friend in real life. You could make dinner for a friend that you know maybe needs some extra help. You can donate to some organizations that are meaningful to you. There are so many ways for you to keep choosing kindness and choosing trust and choosing vulnerability in your life. I hope you have enjoyed this more vulnerable episode. I love my plant side chats because on most of the episodes of Bloom and Grow, they're all about who I'm interviewing. Obviously, you guys get to know me a little bit more, but I try and continue just getting more and more plant care information from my guests. And these plant side chats are my ability to speak directly to you and share a little bit of my heart with you and hope that it resonates with a little bit of your heart. So keep trusting, keep allowing, keep flowing, keep caring for your plants, plant friends, and most importantly, until next week, keep blooming and keep growing. Plant friends, thank you so much for tuning in today. If you like what you heard, make sure you are subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode. And while you're making sure you're subscribed, why don't you head on over to the review section of whatever podcast player you're tuning into and leave us a review. I would greatly appreciate it. If you are interested in more fun and educational planty content, well, plant friend, I've got a whole lot for you. Subscribe to the Bloom and Grow YouTube show, which is my YouTube channel where I bring you along for my personal plant journey, as well as share informational content that pairs with our podcast episodes. Follow me at Bloom and Grow Radio on Instagram for behind the scenes, sneak peeks at upcoming episodes, my daily planty lessons and thoughts, and most importantly, tune into my Instagram stories where I am constantly talking with you listeners and plant friends and polling you for content ideas, and I'm always interested in seeing what you are loving these days on Instagram. Join the Bloom and Grow mailing list and get a free download of the Molly Mansfield Keep Blooming print that she created exclusively for our community. And if you can, support Bloom and Grow Radio by becoming a plant friend on Patreon. For as little as $4 a month, you not only help me bring these planty and informative episodes to thousands of ears around the world, but you will also get the super secret planty password to our exclusive Bloom and Grow Radio Garden Club Facebook group, which is a wonderfully active group of plant friends of the Bloom and Grow Radio podcast who make up what I like to call the plantiest corner of the internet. It is a lot of fun over there. And as always, my sweet plant friends, I am here for you. If you have ideas for episode topics, guests, or if you're possibly a business interested in sponsoring the show, reach out to me because I am here to help all of you keep blooming and keep growing. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, plant friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group. So if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because Plant Friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little Plant Parent Personality Quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, Plant Friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.